family in our prayers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. So we're live now, so we're gonna which song is on. Well, at the time you want prayer with us. And that's what we have done today. So we're not going to prolong the hour. You know, we lost the hour dealing with technical issues. But nevertheless, we're still giving God glory. We're still giving Him praise. We believe that God has a word just for us. Amen. So we're going to go right on into our word. So we're going to bring Elder William Caldwell up, okay? He's not a stranger to this broadcast. Amen. He's been associated with us for quite some time. He's family. Amen. So we thank God for him taking out of his busy schedule and making a sacrifice to come and share the word of God with us today. Again, we are talking about our crusade theme all of this month, all the way up until the crusade, empowering souls for destiny. Amen. And we had so many wonderful speakers on last week that were able to expound on this topic. Amen. And one particular one said that we have to not just empower the souls that are lost, we have people in the body that need to be empowered. We have people that don't know what lay on the inside of them. They don't know what's in their belly. Jeremiah says, like fire shut up in our belly. So we just believe that God has a word for us today. And I tell you, whenever there's opposition, you can always expect. I mean, when there's a word from God, expect opposition. That's what the devil does. He don't do a good job because he's ignorant. Amen. But we're not ignorant of his devices. So with no further ado, we're going to bring on our speaker for the hour. And thank you, Elder Caldwell, for just waiting around for this show to come on up. God bless you. Amen.
Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Everybody,
we got
it. Amen. Good
Mother
session, right?
On the line, too. God bless you, Mother. We just prayed for you.
Yeah. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, we got that bad reception. That's just a natural thing. But then
there's bad
reception in the spirit. Sometimes you got bad reception in your spirit because you're not linked up to the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
You need to be linked up to the Holy Spirit, and you're going to get all these bad reception. You get technical difficulties. Because you're not hooked up to the right spirit. And that's what we're going to be talking about today is spiritual gifts. Amen, amen. We need to be develop our spirit in the Holy Spirit. We need to develop our spirits in prayer and waiting upon the Lord. We need to stay in the spirit by not just, and I noticed if you don't have a really good reception, sometimes when I called in today, I had to call in several times. Sometimes the reception doesn't pick up right then and there. You have to do it again so it'll pick up. You have to be tenacious. You have to not give up. You have to keep going. You have to keep on hitting that wall until you knock it down.
Yeah.
You have to keep going. You have to be strong in the Lord. You have to keep going, or you may not get a good reception. You may not get the technical difficulties will always show up. Uh-huh. That's what we're going to be talking about in the spirit today. We're going to talk about spiritual gifts. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody needs this word today. Somebody needs it. Somebody, I pray that you just come and walk with me, the body of Christ, walk with me in the spirit that we may hear the word. I just thank God for this opportunity that I'm able to speak and talk a word of God and encourage the body. Praise God, that the Spirit of God will encourage you through the words that are coming out of my mouth today. I pray that the church will be encouraged and you will be encouraged, that I say something that's informational, has information, and is inspiring. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Just come and walk with me. Walk with me. Because somebody needs something in their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They need the word. They know something's not right in their spirit, and they just need a refresh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm out here walking. I pray that you walk. It's a beautiful day in California. Got the sun out. So I thought I'd bring the church out here in my tent as I speak to you today. You can turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 14. And he said, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Follow after charity, but rather, and he says, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Now, Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthian church around 54 and 56 A.D. in the city of Ephesus. He wrote it in a 3-year span. And the purpose of this book was that not just because Paul was in the back of the church, no, he got letters asking questions, certain questions about their church. And if the church was beginning to split up because of their misconception, their misunderstanding about spiritual gifts. But they also asked questions about marriage, about sitting at table, about fellowship, about certain things that the church was doing, even about resurrection. But in this These three chapters, chapter number 12, chapter number 13, 14, are dedicated to spiritual gifts. Amen. And he's dealing with the church in the spirit of that they may be in the spirit of unity, one that they may be one in Christ, to deal with moral laxity, and to answer certain questions that they had about public worship, spiritual gifts, and, of course, the resurrection of the dead. The thing with what Paul wanted to convey was that when they walk in the Spirit, mm-hmm. they're doing things that's in the Spirit, that their life has to match up with what they're doing, and that if it's without love, all that they're doing doesn't profit them anything. So he says, if you're getting this wrong, if you're helping, or if you're prophesying, or if you're doing any of the work that you're trying to do without love, it's not going to work. So what you got to do is that gift of love will be the number one gift that I want you to seek after. Because if I give you this one gift, this one focus, then all the rest you're going to be able to do a lot more easier. I still want you to do these gifts, Paul says, but if you love, then basically, you're a sounding brass, is what he said. You are a tinkling cymbal. If you think you can preach real good, if you think you can teach real good, it's nothing if you treat your wife wrong. It's nothing if you treat your brother wrong, if you are hating on your brother. Then what good is it? So he says that I want you to regroup yourself and love. He goes back to the commandment, well, to love the Lord thy God, right, with all thine heart, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Love. Simple command, because that's what I want you to do first. Now, the dispersing of the spirits, the dispersing of the gifts by the Holy Spirit, it will fade. But love will never fade. What you do in love, what you do in Christ, then that's never going to fade. But if you're walking in love, then helping somebody is going to be basically a piece of cake. It's going to be no problem. You're going to be able to do that with ease. But see, after you help somebody, I want you to walk away from, after you give this person that piece of cake, I want you to still love that person and do it with a kind heart, that you don't complain. You don't complain about your labor of love. So that's what Paul wanted to convey. He wants them to stop complaining, stop dividing themselves, and some of them was coming together because they felt that what they were doing was more important. That their gift of help or their gift of prophecy was the gift that was supposed to be more desired than all the others. And so if this person, and they were blessed, abundantly blessed, with those gifts. But they didn't have a right heart. They were ripping themselves apart. They were causing cliques. Two people got together because they spoke in tongues, and they thought, well, let's just go ahead and make our own church. Let's read that. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. And he says, chapter 12, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Apparently, there was, like I said, a man who decided to speak in tongues and give that interpretation that Jesus was a curse. And Paul had to write to this person, write to Corinth and tell him, no man speaks that Jesus is a curse, and no man can say that Jesus is the Lord unless he has the Holy Spirit. Unless you have the Holy Spirit, then you'll say that Jesus Christ is Lord. But now that's not the Holy Spirit by saying that Jesus is a curse. He wanted the people at Corinth not to be ignorant of the gift, because he had to remind them that they were Gentiles. And he was reminding them that what you used to be and what you used to serve is not the way you are now. You're a Christian. You were led by your flesh, where he says in Ephesians chapter number 2. He says, where in time past you walked according to this world, according to the prince and power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past and in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So they were in the flesh what they used to be doing, and they were trying to do it in such a way that might be pleasing God, but they ended up with the wrong attitude. They had the wrong attitude, and we want to see the whole counsel of God in our church. We want God's best, so we need to give God our best. That's what we need to do. We need to give God our best so we can see the best of God. Glory to God. Now, the Spirit was sick in the history, in our history, we see our prophet Joel speaking the coming of the Spirit. In Joel 2:28, he says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servant and upon the handmaiden, in those days will I pour out my Spirit." And then the Lord prophesied the coming of the Spirit. In St. John chapter 14:26, the person of the Holy Spirit will be sent. In Acts 1:5, he says, "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me and in Jerusalem and in all Judea." And his special gifts of ministry were witnessed for the very first time, the day of Pentecost, when Peter announced his arrival to the Jews, the Holy Spirit. So those are the prophecies that we see. The Spirit is a few of those. Now, to be a witness is one of the primary reasons God gives the Holy Spirit to every believer. To be a witness. But there's a danger in being ignorant. And so he says that Paul wanted us to know that when this spirit has come and is working, and the Spirit has the gift to do good works through you. So he don't want you to get in the way. So the Spirit don't want you to get in the way. He says, don't quench the Spirit. Not to quench the Spirit. So you can quench the Spirit, get in the way of what the Spirit wants to do. The Spirit wants to give. The Spirit wants to heal. The Spirit wants to speak the word of God. The Spirit wants to love. The Spirit wants to walk in faith. The Spirit wants to do the will of God. The Spirit wants to wear Jesus. But if you get in the way standing in the wings after your work is done, you go home and do whatever you want to do. You're in the way. So, yeah, there's a 24/7 with this. You don't just take Jesus off the armor. You don't take the armor off. You want to keep it on and not quench the Spirit. We want to keep him on. Praise God. Amen. And not get in the way. So there's a danger in being ignorant. There's a good thing. Once we know, then we can grow. Once we know and keep it. Once we keep it. Jesus says, blessed are those who keep the word. Keep it. Mm-hmm. And if you keep it, then you can do it. You can be like what James says, a doer of the word of God. So, we don't, it's a danger in being ignorant of the gift. If you're carried away to false worship and speaking a false message. So there's only one solution in keeping and staying from ignorance. Study the word of God. That's it. Study the word of God. Paul reminds the Corinthians of their past. He says, you were led by your flesh, and now you are Christian. You were Gentile. So, and he said, they have been carried away to worship by force by dumb idols. And carried away to do things that these dumb idols, or the idols that couldn't speak to them, and had them at a bitter state, fighting, arguing, and not in one accord with each other, separated. God wants us to be stout. God wants us to be strong. God wants us to be not just one, not just the preacher. He wants the whole church. He wants everybody to be strong in the Lord. He wants it's not just for the evangelist or the preacher or the teacher to know the word. This is for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, so we all come into the knowledge of God and come into the unity, being one. So the religion of that day, in the day of Corinth, they widely practiced special gifts that seem to come from spiritual forces, such as transit tongues and other utterances and prophecies of the future. Such gifts were actually running rapid in Corinth. And many of the believers in the Corinthian church were converts from paganism. Therefore, they would not only have been familiar with the counterfeit gifts, but many of them would have practiced these gifts in their former religion. So they had some trouble getting rid of a bad habit. So he says in verse 3, 1 Corinthians 12, wherefore I give you to understand. See, we need to understand before we can move on in the gift of what he's given. And I want us to also understand that man cannot work these gifts in. They're given by the Holy Spirit. It's a gift. If I gave you a gift, you didn't give it to yourself. I gave it to you. I gave it to you. It's up to you to read the instruction, but I gave you the gift. You didn't buy it. I gave it to you. But what I want you to do is to understand and read the instructions. So you can use the gift, and you can use it, with the right purpose. But it's with the purpose it's for, what it's for. You could use it in the right way. Paul first gives them the introduction and points to them what he is about to discuss. It's concerning spiritual gifts, and in order for them to understand, he must let them know where they were. And remind them who they are. So, they're no longer, they were Gentiles. They're no longer there. If I give you the gift, this gift, you come along with the gift, you have to understand you're a changed person. The best thing we can do for our young ones is when we give them a gift, let them know that you're not 2 years old anymore. You're 15. You should know how to use this gift, right? So you have to give them instruction on letting them know where they are in life and what they have now. And that's what Paul is doing, is letting them know what they have so they can better utilize what they have. The believer must be careful not to speak or proclaim false messages. What the believer proclaims must be the word of God. So the prophecy that he speaks, it's best to say what God has said, not to say things that is not there. If you see what is in the Bible, see what's in the Scripture, say what's in the Scripture, and see something else, that it's best not to do that. It's best to say what the Word of God has said. Spiritual gifts have not ceased. They're still here. And James chapter 1, verse 16 says, "Do not err, beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." God's gift has not gone away. In fact, he also says the gifts of God are without repentance. The gift and calling of God is without repentance. So he said there's a gift and there's a calling, because we have a five-fold ministry, and these gifts in this chapter. And then he says, now there's a diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are different of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God who works all in all. Now, he just said that there's the Spirit, the Lord, and God. The Spirit diverses these gifts. And then the Lord administers, and God operates. So when we pray to God in the name of the Lord Jesus, it's God who does it. God who does it. God who heals. God who blesses and gives. He works The scripture says he was all in all. All gifts are from the Holy Spirit. All administrations that run, govern, and identify with those being gifted are by the same Lord. All operations, which are the general practitioner, as you, if I may say, who is the Father, was all in all. Was all in all is God. That's God, the general practitioner, the one who was all in all. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are working in one, but hold different offices. So Paul gives us this illustration to show us this one big wheel, if you can say. We are the Holy Spirit. We are in the Holy Spirit, in Christ, in God. They are one, and what he does is one. Therefore, what the church will do in him is one. So we're working in one big unit. So he explains this this as a body. This is the body of Christ. The hand can't say, "I'm tired of being a hand. What did you make me a hand for?" You know, my foot has never really gotten mad at me by me stepping on it. It's happy to be a foot. Never really complain. Oh, I get tired. Foot gets tired, but doesn't shoot off because it doesn't have a mouth. It is part of the body, but not the whole body. So he said, well, if there was the body was just a foot, where would the body be? We need the body. You need the whole body. But the hand is happy and the ear is happy to be an ear. The hand is happy to be a hand. And the operations and what they do is they're happy at what they do. Not trying to be something other than what they were made to do. I'm a teacher. I like to teach. There's a gift of evangelism. But, you know, I know that there's a special gift of being a pastor. Not there yet. I'm happy as being an evangelist. The hand, well, that hand of God has upon my life. And I'm glad the pastor is not, coveting a position of me, being an evangelist. So we're happy at where we are. If there's a person that's speaking in tongues in the church, we're happy to hear the tongue. And at the Church of Corinth, what was going on, a lot of people wanted to speak in tongues and had a word to say in tongues. So Paul began to write on this subject of speaking in tongues. And this is the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit. He wanted them to know that it's best to prophesy and speak just a few words. so we can all understand. But first, I want you to understand that you must love one another. Wait on each other. Love each other is the key to good unity in the church. Then he says, for one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. And it is the gift of God, wisdom and truth, to be shared to men. There is the gift of the word of knowledge. It is the gift to share with others whom they should live by using practical application of truth to life. There is the gift of faith. That is not the usual faith that we mean when we speak about salvation or saving faith. It is a very special gift of faith, a mustard seed faith, a strong, powerful faith, a wonder-working faith. It's a special type of faith that enables a believer to do great things for God and his people. There's a gift of healing. This gift is the gift that heals the body by laying on hands by prayer. There's the gift of working miracles. There are times when circumstances happen and situations in our church arise. The believer needs a miraculous deliverance of some sort. Needs a miracle. Then there's a gift of discerning spirits, a gift that is desperately needed, I believe, for every believer, because there's always some false teacher or false prophet that you need to know what the Lord is saying. You need to know. There's the gift of tongues. This is the gift of deeply emotional speech, heavenly language. It brings the person into deep sense of God's presence. There is the gift of prophecy. This is the gift of speaking under the inspiration of God. So there was a terrible, terrible controversy over these spiritual gifts. And questions were coming up, which gifts were valid and true, most important and useful. Which gifts was needed? Which were most desired and honored, honorable and accepted of God? So God, like I said, God blessed the church of Corinth with abundance of spiritual gifts. However, the believers never even came close to really launching their ministry that God really had and intended for the Corinthian church, that these gifts have never left the church, still with us. So the purpose of the spiritual gifts are the manifestation. He says in verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. It's the purpose. The gifts of the Spirit and its operation, there we see the presence of and the presentation of the Spirit of God working through the church. The purpose of spiritual gifts is to enable believers to do the ministry, the work to which God has called them. The word prophet means edification, advance, and benefit, to benefit. The gifts are not given to believers for their own gratification and self-importance, but it is used to help each one in the body. When we come together, we should be ready to help each other. Be ready to love on your brother with a word of knowledge. Be ready to love on your brother, your sister, with a word of wisdom. Be ready. You get ready, you put on your tie, you put on your garments, and that's what you have in mind. I'm going to church to be a blessing. So you're ready to have a word to uplift, to encourage, to correct, to reprove. You come with a gift from the Lord that he may work through you the working of the Spirit. You can't have bad feelings because someone else, you feel that you might, your gift is lower. This is what he says. So some who are less gifted, that they were unequipped to the body of Christ. Some members in the Corinthian church were experiencing so many believers, what so many other believers experienced. It was a sense of being less gifted and able, feeling not capable or worthy, insignificant, feeling unimportant, really, about their gift. Such feelings shouldn't be. The body is not one member, but many members. Every person who truly belongs to the body is significant and important to God, important in the ministry. There was argument and debate, but unfortunately, there was even division. God had given spiritual gifts to equip his people for ministry, but instead of using the gift for ministry, they were arguing over what was more important, what was more needful for the ministry. Instead of these ministries would help the people, they're wasting time. So we can't waste. There's not time to waste when we're out evangelizing, telling people about Christ. There's no time to argue, is there? No time to fight.
All right.
On who's going to knock on the door first? No. Just go ahead and go. And God, that's why it's vital that everything we do is prayerful. Is being in prayer. If we're going to help somebody, we're out giving clothes, we're out giving food to the homeless. Well, there's no time to argue, is there? No time to fight over what we should give first. Should we give the clothes or the food first? No, just go ahead and give. a kind heart. He says, freely receive, freely give. That should loosen things up in our ministry, that we should just go ahead and be ready to give and do it quickly, do it urgently, do it kindly, and not be tight-fisted with each other. So as he says, the first judgment will be sought in the household of God. So we have to take care of the heart first. So first, that's why Paul said that he don't want us to be ignorant. Ignorance comes with doing, not being wise with what you have. You have something, but you're not being wise with it. So there has to be instruction on what to do with the gift. So, again, we are utilizing that gift and using that gift correctly. When the Lord gives the believer the right to minister in his name, it is an occasion for humble brokenness and thankful service, not for self-importance, for super spirituality and arrogant service. No man has a greater claim to boast or to feel super spiritual over other believers, no matter the gifts, ministries, and activities. The gifts are all given by the Spirit of the Lord God. So the gifts are not worked up by believers, but it's not worked up by believers, at least not a genuine gift is worked up by believers. But these gifts are given by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, let the Holy Spirit, quench not the Holy Spirit, let the Holy Spirit work in us. This is empowering souls. We're empowering souls. And part of empowering souls is we have to be empowered. We have to know what we have and what we're doing with the gift of God. See, the gift of the Spirit is the strength of a spiritual church. So, number one, we have to love. And we have that down. We have that down, and we're on our way. So these other gifts will are there. All these other gifts, the gift to preach, the gift to pastor is there. The gift of faith is there. But what we must do is love. He says, love, faith works by love. So therefore, we have to love. And that is supposed to be sought after. Number one. First, that is the commandment. To love your neighbor as yourself. And we have to, so basically, take care of the commandment. We're ordered. Gotta do that. Mm-hmm. And then, if we're learning faith first, getting faith down, then that's good, but better if that's love, because that's not going to fail us. Every believer has given the Spirit's nature, and with the Spirit, he has been gifted to advance and increase, mature, and unite the body of Christ. That's what the Spirit, that's what the gifts are doing. We're growing, he says the kingdom of heaven like a mustard seed, and it's growing. It's moving, it's growing. But God wants us to be stout. He wants us to be strong in the Lord. He wants us to be like that tree, planted by the rivers of living water. Yes. So we have to meditate upon his word day and night.
Meditate upon his word.
Amen. These are the eight and pains, I call it. So I think we talked about that. The aches and pains are the hand should not complain about being a hand. That's the aches and pains. And we have to do this without complaint. Amen. Sister Adrian, are we done? It's 3:00.
Yeah. We were behind, but hey, we got on. So we weren't.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because
disappoint anybody.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, praise God. I bet. Yeah. Since we started at 2:00, then we only had an hour. Well, praise God up. I'll close it now, and may God bless you, and I believe that what God wanted to show us today was that we are getting ready to empower and be strong in these. The Spirit is going to move in all areas of these gifts. And so we're empowering souls, so praise God. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word today. Praise God.
Amen, amen. That was a good word, Ellen Caldwell. Good word coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Follow after charity. He was talking about spiritual gifts, desiring spiritual gifts. Many of us desire gifts, but they're not spiritual. So we need gifts that's going to edify not just us individually, as Elder Caldwell said, but to edify the body. It's the same, the Bible says, for the perfection of the saints. So we have to desire spiritual gifts and pursue them. Amen. And there's something for all of us to do. As he spoke on the edification and the exhortation and the prophesying, he even spoke on the gift of revelation and knowledge and those different entities that's in the body of believers that we need to be pursuing. Amen. All of us have gifts, and he gives us according to our several abilities. So we thank God we had some distractions earlier, but we were able to get through, so we thank God for that. On tomorrow, Prophet Carlos Pearson will be ministering for us, and on Wednesday, Pastor Beatrice Monk. Amen. And we're still scheduling for Thursday and Friday, but we were trying to get everyone that is going to be participating in the crusade to come on the line. And next week we will have Bishop Alfred Singleton, and also Lady Singleton will be coming on to minister for us. And the following week, Dr. Singleton will be on. So we have, today is the 18th. Can you really believe this month, August, is this year is almost out here. So if we haven't proposed in our hearts to let these spiritual gifts be active in our lives, honey, we better get busy, because this year, 2014, is just about out of here. And as I look, Elder Caldwell, I'm just thinking about, I've been here 4 months, and wow, came right on into the city. The Lord allowed us to start coordinating, and he sanctioned this citywide crusade, and now is upon us. It is upon us. Today is the 18th, so we're sitting we're sitting on about 17 days, 2 weeks, and a day or two away. So we're just looking for God to really do some things. I tell you, the Bible said one can chase 1,000, Prophet Pearson, and two can put 10,000 to a flight. Amen. So it's good to have two. And the Bible also says two is better than one. So I need your prayers. I need your prayers. We need your support. Amen. So many things we're trying to do, and God has given, God has really graced us to do this in this season. You know, we can't keep on putting off until tomorrow. Like my grandmother said, I didn't understand what that meant. Putting off tomorrow what you can do today. But as I got older, I understood what it meant. Amen. So we just bless the Lord. Thank you, man of God, for that awesome word of God. We're going to open up the lines. Sister Ruby wasn't at the host list today because she got kicked off Mother Charity. Amen. And what have you, we're going to go to Mother Charity. Amen. And we want you to continue to pray for Mother Charity's family. As I say, when we open up and we pray, that mother lost her niece on Thursday, and Saturday her sister, Barbara, Mother Barbara Thornton, was coming on the line with us faithfully. Amen. I had the great privilege of talking with her about 2 weeks ago. Did not know that that would be my last opportunity to talk with her. So that's a niece and a sister that Mother Charity have lost this past week. So we want to keep that family up in prayer. The young woman was 42 years old with four children and a husband and a church of, the saints of God. Everybody there at the Bread House was touched by this young woman and the kind and sweet and gentle person she was. So they all are still in shock. So we want you to pray for Pastor Alfred Singleton, Junior the Second, and also the Diocesan Bishop of Michigan, Bishop Alfred Singleton Senior, and that family, and of course Mother Charity's family that is in Michigan and the surrounding areas too. So we're going to go to Mother right quick. God bless you, Mother. Mother Charity. Amen. She may have a phone on mute. Amen. Well, we're going to go to Prophet Pearson. God bless you, man of God. We'll come back to
Mother. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for the word. Amen. We were just anticipating hearing the word, and it's so vital. I thank God for him. I'm bringing that out. I'm using the spiritual gifts. I'm desiring the spiritual gifts. And this time now, you know, I think about the body of Christ. I'm not going to say too much because I'll probably be tapping into what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. But we as a body of Christ, and I think about this so often, we're living in a time now that people of God, that people are in the wrong position.
Amen.
We're living in a time now where people are trying to put people in place, and God began to deal with me at the beginning of the year. And God told me, he said, son, he said, one thing I want you to be aware of this year, you're gonna know. He told me. He said, you're gonna know them that I have anointed and appointed, and you're gonna know the ones that man have anointed, and I have not approved of this.
Okay.
And so you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. So it don't surprise me these days. People going home to be with the Lord. It don't surprise me these days that some people got these storefront churches and God ain't never called them. And then you got this going on where people are supposed to be doing what they're supposed to be doing, but people trying to hold them up. We're living in an hour now. You know, you have to hear the voice of God for yourself. And if you're hearing the voice of God, it's a thing. Now, people, it's funny to me that you hear people talk about obedience. Well, then, if you're going to be obedient to the fullness of God. Amen. I'm gonna hold up. I promise you, I'm gonna hold up. I'm gonna behave because I'll be done tapping into
your
Yes. We want y'all to meet. Don't miss tomorrow. God has something He wants to say loud, and He wants to say it prophetically, because we're living in an hour now, y'all. It's a must that we have an ear to hear what the Spirit says unto the church. And if you have an ear to God's lips, it's one thing to have an ear and not hear. And come on, somebody. It's another thing to have an eye and cannot see. Amen.
Come on.
But if you say that you have your ear to the lips of God, why are you not following what God says? Okay, it's time for me to go. God bless you, man of God. I enjoy what I heard.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. I decree and declare, amen, in your life on this day with the permission of our evangelist Bernard.
Go ahead.
I want to decree and declare and that God will open doors, because let me tell you something. We're living in an hour now that people don't think that young people need wisdom. But I tell people, I like to be around the older saints, because one thing about it impacts me as a younger preacher.
Yeah.
It impacts me and it empowers me as a younger preacher. But they hear some of the things that they use. You know, we might not use it like y'all use it, but we'll use it one way or the other. Amen. I just believe that God is calling. You know, people say they're part of that generation that shall and will obey, but the thing about it is they're not doing what they're really supposed to be doing. Y'all be blessed. I'm getting off the line. I love you. I just wanted to greet you, Evangelist Bernard, and thank God for you, man of God. I hope you better tune in tomorrow. Amen. And the rest of y'all know that I love y'all. I love y'all indeed. Amen. Know that we are here anytime you need us. We're a phone call away, or you get up with Evangelist Bernard, and she'll tell you exactly how to get on him. But let me tell y'all something. The spiritual gifts are very important.
Yes.
All the spiritual gifts are very important. But the thing about it is we can have the spiritual gifts and still ignorant to the point of where we're supposed to be at.
Come on now.
And we can be ignorant to the point, you know, somebody trying to say that you are this, and God said, no, I need them here. Instead of that. Amen. I'm going to leave that alone. Y'all know that I love you. I'm going to talk to you later on tonight. Evangelist Bernard, be blessed.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. We're getting ready for tomorrow. You know, last week was a week that we went higher every round. And this week, Ellis Caldwell kicked it off. We're going to go higher and higher in the Lord. This is a topic that really needs to be discussed, and we need to know in the body that we can be empowered, but you need some power.
The only way you're going to get power is you have a prayer life.
Glory.
That's right.
That's the only way you're going to be empowered is that you have a prayer life. And ain't one of them prayers you get up and pray, you know, once a day. I constantly talk to the Father. Amen. Amen. For you, that if I can make this announcement, Evangelist Bernard, with your permission. Okay. Yeah. Anybody out there in the Georgia area, I'm coming to your area. Amen. I'm coming to Georgia. I will be in Tucker, Georgia on September the 18th. Amen. If you want more information, please inbox me. But we're coming to Georgia. Amen. We're ministering in Georgia. We're ministering right there in Tucker, Georgia. You don't want to miss what God has to say. Amen. Amen. For your life, you don't want to miss what God has to say. Amen. We're coming to make an impact and empower the people of God. But we're coming to Tucker, Georgia. All of you that's right there in the Georgia area, you're always hearing my voice and you want to meet me, meet me in Tucker, Georgia. Amen. At Kingdom Fire Ministries. Amen. I will have to get the address for you. I will get the address. Amen. And I will let Evangelist Menard know. But we want to be encourage one another. Amen. If y'all up, if anybody up here in North Carolina and you minister, please let me know. And I'll see if I can get there. We'll work it out to do what we got to do to get there. Amen. Because it's about supporting one another. Amen.
Yeah.
That's what the kingdom of God is supposed to be about. Amen. So all of you that's in Georgia, I'm looking to come and have an awesome time in the Lord. God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name.
God bless you. All right.
If you have a flyer, we'll keep that announcement going up until your arrival.
Okay. Matter of fact, we're working with the apostle out that way. I think she's supposed to be making a flyer. And when that flyer do get up, I will make sure that you will be in notation of getting a copy of that.
All right. Okay. We certainly will support you in that effort. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
God bless you. All right. We have an area call. Area code 303. The last four of your numbers, 7729. Can you greet us? Caller. Area code 303. 7729 is your last four numbers. All right, well, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. We're going to go to Sister T, then Sister Ruby, and we're going to get on off. Amen. The devil didn't stop with God ahead for us today. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you, too. Praise the Lord. First, giving honor to God and to you, Evangelist Williams. Excuse me, Lord Jesus. To you, Evangelist Bernard. Please forgive me. to the speaker of the hour, to Mother Ruby and all the people of God, please forgive me. That was truly an awesome word of God, man of God. I really needed that today, you know, using your spiritual gifts. Wow, I'm just really elated by what I heard today, and I'm glad that the enemy didn't stop it from coming forth today.
And
I just praise God for the word of God, because you never know what someone's going through. And I know that message was catered for me, and I'm going to use what I heard today and apply it in my life. So, you know, continue to pray my strength in the Lord. I've been having a difficult time, but I know God is not the author of confusion, and I know that God has his hand on my life, and I'm only one to be directed by him. So I just thank God that it went forth on today, because I know I needed it. I called in early because I knew I needed to hear a word from the Lord. So I just praise and honor God for what he's doing. Trying not to be down in my spirit. I'm fighting every day for the Lord because I love him so much, and I just want to be directed by him. You know, so, you know, just staying in my word, getting in prayer life, and just doing the things that's required of me. So I just ask you to keep the locks of family in your prayers. I don't know, this weekend was kind of hard for me. And I don't mean to go into all this, but sometimes you need to tell somebody when you're going through something.
We're helpers one to another.
Yeah. Well, hallelujah. You know how you think you're over something, and then, you know, it comes back to you. You know, you think about the choices and stuff you made in your life, and you know, it just comes back to you. You know, around 8 years ago, on the 16th of August, I got married. And, you know, when I took those vows, I took the marriage test. You know, and now that, you know, it's over, and it's been over for 4 years, you know, and God has been healing me in all those areas. But it's something about that day that kind of gets to me, and, you know, people don't understand because, you know, they have their lives or whatever they do. But to me, it was kind of
never walk in your shoes, they don't understand.
Yeah, for me, it was kind of painful because, you know, I came up in a family where, you know, when you get married, you take those vows and stuff seriously. You know, well, now, you know, and I understand it's over, and, you know, God has been healing me in all those areas, but it's something about that date that got to me. So just kind of went up in my little shell, and I know people kind of noticed, you know, what's going on with her, you know. Mm. But I know that God is a healer. I thank God that he allowed me to go through all those things that I went through to make me stronger today. And what it did was it did draw me closer to the Lord. And I thank God, you know, for having the experience. So,
yeah.
You know, I just ask you guys to continue to pray for me because it's been a rough weekend. I praise and honor God for what he's doing in my life, and I'm just trying to be directed by him. You know, I'm not trying to be directed by man and what man has.
Yeah.
I'm directed by what God has for me. Anybody who knows me knows what I've been through, and they know if God can save someone like me, he can save anyone. And I am living a whole new life. You know, I'm not smoking, I'm not drinking, I'm not
fornicating.
Yes, yes. I'm doing none of those things that I did in the past. So I just honor God today because I needed a word and I got what
Hallelujah.
I needed. Hallelujah. I just ask you, I pray my strength to the Lord, and I'm always praying, and I love you guys so much. God bless.
Amen.
Well, that's
amen.
That's one of the things, yes. That's just one of the things that why we're here and why Sister Bernard opens up this line. I hear it in your voice. I hear the pain, but you know you're doing. You just keep on standing, and the word of God is able to take care of that.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's able to take care of that. I am a witness that he's able to what you are going through, and you will be comforted. You will.
Yes, God.
You will. See the kingdom of heaven. He said he will comfort those who mourn. He will comfort. So
yes, God.
Praise God, glory.
Thank
glory
yes, God,
to
and
keep,
we're touching and agreeing
coming.
With you. Ah, yeah, no, no more, Sonya. We're touching and agreeing right now, and we come against the spirit of depression. We come against the spirit of feeling like nobody cares and you're not loved. We come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. And
Jesus,
you are
Jesus.
An
Amen.
Overcomer. Amen. And
Amen.
Even the soul ties, God knows how to heal every area. Amen. Yes. And whatever it is to be, God knows that too. Amen. So don't worry about the naysayers. Hallelujah, because if they haven't walked in your shoes, they don't know what you experienced. They don't know how you're feeling. But you look back and you can thank God and say that I am victorious. I am a victor. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I have overcome in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You have already overcome. The enemy comes in to whisper in our ears and make us go through these emotional roller coasters. But we bind that devil today. Amen.
Yes.
You're going to be at peace. You will be happy. You are content. Amen. And everything that God has for you, guess what? Delay do not mean denial. Ah, glory to God. Divine delay does not mean denial. Because God know at the expected and at the appointed time what he has for Sister T. You stay rooted. You keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. He said, he that keep his mind stayed on me, I would keep him in perfect peace.
Perfect.
Amen. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and God will keep you, Sister T. He's kept you. He's been a provider. He's been a way maker. Amen. He's been a bridge. When you was in troubled water, he was that bridge that allowed you to cross over. When you didn't even see the bridge, when you didn't even realize who was carrying you, God said, I had you. Ha! Hallelujah. I had you. Amen. When you was homeless, didn't have nowhere to go, God had you. Hallelujah. Out there from here to there, God had you. Why? Because guess what? He said, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you. Plans to give you good health. Plans, hallelujah, to give you a good end. Ah, yo, no, no, Messiah. Hallelujah. So you rejoice and you give God the glory. Don't worry about what calendar date it is. Some things, God, clean up out, take out of our lives for our good. Amen. Yes. Everything that happens for us, not for the bad. Some of it is for our good, because you could have been dead with that man. You could have been dead with that woman. So sometimes God allow ourselves to go through these things and release some people from our lives, because guess what? They're not going where we're going. They're not a part of our destiny. That's what we're talking about. Empowering souls for destiny. Everybody's destiny is not in Christ Jesus. Everybody's destiny is not to see Jesus in peace. It's not to reach heaven. Some of them living right here on earth, and that's the only happiness and peace and joy. They're going to have the little comfort they can get here on earth, but they won't serve God, so they're not interested in eternal life. Oh, right. God, we serve. He said, I'll give you life and that more abundantly. Amen. He said, I'll give you water that you'll never have to thirst again. Hey, glory to God. He has a fountain. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. So you be encouraged. We stand in agreement with you. You're not alone, Sister T. You're not cast down, but your spirit is cast down, but you're not destroyed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted. But not forsaken. God knows what we're going through, baby. He knows. Hallelujah. So be encouraged. Amen. We're going to Sister Ruby, then we're going to come back to Ella Caldwell and let him dismiss us with the word of prayer. And we'll see you all on the line on tomorrow. Sister Ruby, God bless you. Sister Ruby was frustrated. She was frustrated. She didn't know what was going on. I didn't even know, but I knew it was Blog Talk. But that's all right. God knew we was coming on this line. Coming back. Amen. We came back a bit better. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby.
Thank the Lord, everybody. I wasn't as frustrated, Evangelist Bernard. I was just wondering, well, you'll say, well, did you try this? Did you do that? Do you? I'm saying to myself, the thing is not moving, you know. And I'm saying, well, something is going on here. And then I seen, you know, Minister Caldwell, you know, he usually be on 3 or 4 minutes. They let me see some of the messages, but they never let me into the switchboard. And they kept coming up. Hank cut me off and cut me on and cut me off. I said, oh, you know, I was off a couple. I say, it ain't nothing but the Lord. I said, Evangelist Bernard going to say, well, did you do this? And did you do that? And you
I was experiencing the same thing, Sister Ruby.
Oh, okay. But I didn't know that. So that's why I got on there and thanked the Lord. He wanted us to hear this word. And like I said, Minister Caldwell was on 4 or 5 minutes of maybe 6. And then Sister T came right back on behind him. And they I got a few on, and then it cut it off, so it wouldn't take me. But the Lord owned this, the Lord owned the earth and everything that's in it. He made it, so he knew that we was going to get through to hear this word, because he wanted us this word. And you know, it's such a blessing, Minister William Caldwell. You always come on and you back it up with scripture and the word of God. You don't come on giving your own. You always go back to the original scripture and text, and you have us to read it for ourselves. So I say, Lord, I thank you, because you're not got nothing bogus up here. You're not slipping nothing in. No, I'm serious. You always do that, everything you do. If you switch
God
over.
God bless you. God bless you.
The blessing, if you switch over from the for the text that we have said, you say, it's all going to come together. Just wait a minute, then you may go.
Good.
Or what I'll be jotting stuff down. I say one thing about it. He's a minister of the word. You are gonna give us what say the Lord say out of this Bible. So
thank
I just thank the Lord for that and for you and your ministry. And another thing, I was just thinking as you went through the gifts and empowering souls, and I say, you know, we always looking at Ephesians chapter 4:11 where it say the fivefold ministry. But nobody really want to talk about all the different gifts that's in Corinthians.
Oh, yeah.
I said, Lord, you know, you're telling me, I don't know about nobody else, but you're telling me that you're showing us that it's about 8 or 9 different ministries, gifts that's in Corinthians. And then
that's
it tells
right.
you the covet, the best gift. And what is that? Love. And I said, Lord,
mm-hmm.
I thank you. That was for me today, love. You got to love. You can run out here and power who all you want to, but if it ain't no love, God ain't in it. And the folks,
mm-hmm.
so these worldly people can see you for you see yourself, and they know more about you than the church people. So, because
yeah.
it was a blessing that the Lord led you there, and the subject empowering souls for destiny, and it means about you got to have the love of Jesus in your heart and know that you're doing right by God's precious people, you know, save and
unfurl
to go out there and once he allows you to bring them in because he's got them situated. You don't have to fret. You don't have to worry. All you have to do is get him pray and get your map and he will direct you and keep you covered and his angels will go with you and he'll bring them souls back who he has called to be saved. So I said, Lord, I just thank you for you a minute.
Yes.
You just give me excitement because it's all about getting in this word. This
Amen.
Word and asking the Lord to keep it in our heart, I know. And I say, Lord, I just, every time Bernard, I get her and Joshua mixed up. Every time Evangelist Bernard say Minister William Cardwell's on, I get excited because I know I'm against the word. The 66 books of his Bible, 39 old and the 27 new, and ain't nothing altered.
That's
so I
it.
Thank you for giving you that gift of
Praise
giving
God.
To people what we need to do first and most of all. We can go out there because I'm a witness. I'm a sidewalk witness, a car wash witness, dope house was not witness. But
hey.
The Lord is telling me you got to check and got more love. If you got more love, if you got compassion, you know, we got to add all them things. I mean, for me. I ain't talking about nobody else but for me.
No, man, that's right. That's right.
Lord, that I need, he had me to search me. I'm always searching myself. And I, God bless you, and I thank you so much for just being faithful. For you, you're always there. And then you seen that we had
always,
He seen that we had a hiccup, but guess what? Evangelist got on and she going to call you. I said, Evangelist, he back on the line. So I said, Lord, the Lord knows what he wants for his people, and he knows who he wants to address the certain areas and topics of this
Empowering
Souls for Destiny. And all throughout these years and 8 months, that's what Evangelist Bernard has been on this broadcast. So we just thank you and praise you and love you. Love you for the anointing of the holy word that you preach.
Thank you.
Teach on here and out the Bible, B-I-B-L. God bless. And Sister T, is this a blessing? You told on the devil, and the devil can't hide.
That's right.
Say, Lord, I thank you. I go cry sometimes telling on this old devil, trying to whisper in my ear and make me feel like I'm insignificant. But the Lord knows.
That's right,
always
Sister Ruth.
To let me God bless.
God
bless
you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, God bless you, Ella Caldwell. We certainly appreciate you. You know, I'm always so humble when the men and women of God come on the line. You know, they sacrifice their time. And that's precious. Our time is precious if we always can find something else to do, and I'm praying that God will bless us one day where we'll be able to give something back to the speakers. It's no more than a gas card for you all sacrificing, you know, an hour or 2 hours out of your time to come and share the word of God with the people. And you all don't do it for money. You don't do it for filthy lucre. You do it because you have a love for God's people, and you have a love for wanting to get this gospel out. People are dying all over the land, and we're still
Plain Church. So God bless you. We thank you for your sacrifice. Give our love to your lovely wife and your family, and we just appreciate you. Thank God for you being so kind and willing, you know, whenever an opportunity comes where you can share the word, you're excited about it. So we can feel that excitement also. Amen. We can discern that. Amen. So God bless you.
I'm an unprofitable servant. And so I get paid. The Father pays me.
All right.
I just see things that happen in my life, and I am it's sufficient. It's sufficient.
Mm.
I thank God. I thank God. I come on this line. It's where we link up, Sister Adrian. That it's like precious faith, and those who are listening, it's like precious faith that we come together in our spirits.
Yes,
meet. And today we talk about spiritual gifts, and I thought the Spirit spoke to me, and He said, "Well, the empowering souls for destiny is important, but we as a body of Christ need to." When you understand something, it is to read the blueprint and to understand how to build. So if we're fitly joined together in this building, and we're together like a tree, like leaves, or we're like the branch. He said we're like the branch, we're linked up like a tree, or we're like the body. We're the body. We're hands, feet. Some are arms, and the body have limbs. It's a moving and breathing. As God moving and breathing in us. So, with that said, the thing of understanding of what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in us is vital, because it's a moving and living and breathing thing. We need to continue to stand before the Lord and say, okay, that is what you want to do, Lord God. Let it be. With holy hands lifted up, with hearts close to Him, saying, yes, Lord, yes, Spirit, that's what you want. Well, continue. Show me, fill me, teach me your perfect will. These gifts are important. When we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, then we see, because the Spirit testifies that He is Lord. The Spirit testifies of the Lord. And so that's important. Bless you. God keeps you. Keep praying for me. I'll be praying for you. And until next time, may God be with you, go with you, shine upon you, His countenance upon you, and keep you in His word, keep you in prayer, and communion with Him and with His people. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. We'll see you all on tomorrow. I'm going to close on out. I won't do a song today. We're a little bit behind because of the issues today, but God bless you. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless
God
you.
Bless
love
you
with the love of God. Amen. God bless you. Sister T, Sister Ruby, thank you for sticking with us.
Yeah.
Amen.
We had a
God bless.
We had a chat. Oh, Lord, hear this thing up again. There's a problem, evangelist. You hear me? Evangelist?